Welcome to today's Daily Manna of Sunday, the 24th of December 2023. Today's topic is, do not lose your head. Our text today is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 18 verses 8 through 13. Verse 8, they shall have like portions to eat, beside that which cometh of the sale of his patrimony. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. Verse 10, there shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Verse 13. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. Key verse. Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 9. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There was a story of a successful man who always moved about with a particular box anywhere he went. People wondered endlessly about the contents of the box, because he hardly ever opened it in the public glare. However, there came a day when he had to unleash the mystery of the box. The only thing in the box was an old picture of his, when he was ragged and wretched. Anytime the feeling of pride overtook him, he went into a closet to look at the old picture, as a constant reminder of his humble beginning. There was a clear instruction to the children of Israel in our text that, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 9. But no sooner did they get to the promised land, that they forgot all the instructions, and went contrary to God's command. An example was Saul, the first king of Israel, who went to inquire from the witch at Endor, contrary to God's directive in our text, not to consult with familiar spirits or necromancers. Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 10 and 11. Many other kings after him soon followed suit, erecting high places for idol worship, and leading the people in the wrong direction. There are people who were very fervent and humble when they were nothing, but became proud at the slightest elevation. They forgot that their wealth and comfort here on earth do not equate with heaven's grandeur in any way. Some others patronize Satan in order to keep the position given to them by God. What a pity! As believers, we must not go after the abominations of the people and nations of the world. Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 9. We are further encouraged to watch and pray, so as not to fall into temptation. Matthew chapter 26 verse 41. Thought for the day. It is wisdom to always remember the Lord as the architect of all goodness. The Bible in 1 year. Revelation chapters 1 to 3. For more spiritual nourishment from Daily Manna, visit us at www.dailymanna.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.